Hey guys, welcome back to today's podcast. This is Stephanie Oki here. Today's podcast is probably going to be relatively short. And what I have to talk about today is, why do we feel the need to compare ourselves to others as a measure of success? That's my sound effect right there. Like, why do we feel the need to do that? Like, why do we think that for us to feel like we're achieving in life, another person has to not be achieving, or another person has to be below us? Why? Is it a societal thing? Is it something to do with, is it personal or societal, actually? These are the two things that I'm wondering. I think it's a mixture of both, meaning that, you know, the people are the ones who make up society, and so it's whatever the people do that ends up being the societal norm, right? And so I think it's a mixture of both. And obviously, people feed into each other. And, you know, we teach ourselves the same things. And that's just why society... let's not go into that. Anyway, as I was just thinking, right? I have found myself around people a lot. You know, because I feel it. I feel like I am on the receiving end of it. Because, you know, I personally have never, and I'm not even lying, I'm not being a hypocrite. Trust me, guys, if I had, I would say it, because nobody's going to come and beat me. So I've never been that person who would look at somebody else and hope that that person is not doing as well as me. I actually celebrate people when they do better than me and try. Like, there is nothing I have achieved to any extent at all in this life that other people that are around me cannot come and tell. They can, like, everybody can testify that whatever I've put my hands in that has done well, or that I'm good at, I do my best to teach people, to the point where it's like I'm even trying to, like I'm disturbing you, do this thing, it's gonna, because I don't see anybody else around me as competition. I genuinely have this view that the sky is big enough for everyone. Like, we need to start refocusing. We need to start retraining our minds to know that the sky is big enough for everybody. Nobody's your competition. You know, that need to hide things, that need to keep it a secret because you don't want the next person to do as well, is so bad. And you know what I noticed? People that have that mindset actually always think other people around them have the mindset. So, and they feel very entitled to, there's someone in mind as I talk about this. So I had a friend, let me tell you this example. I'm not going to give you too much detail because, you know, it's my personal life too. But I had a friend who, you know, there was something I was learning and she didn't want to, you know, it was like a course, you'd pay to learn it, right? And she did not want to pay to learn it. I had told her about it. I'm like, you know, you can pay to do this thing. She's like, what? It's too expensive. I'm not going to pay for nothing. I'm like, okay, no problem. She goes as far as saying, you know, when I'm done learning, I will teach her for free. I mean, guys, if you're listening to this, do you actually see how ridiculous that is? But even as ridiculous as it was, I still didn't mind. Do you know that? Like, I'm that type of person. I put other people before me. I did not mind at all. I was like, okay, no problem. When I learn it, I'll teach you. And then she goes, actually, no. The person teaching you, let the person teach me. And I'm like, there's a lot of twists to this. You cannot tell somebody to teach you and you're unwilling to pay. It's not possible. Like, this person is offering a course, you're unwilling to pay, or you're trying to price the person down. If the person is asking for, I'm going to use Naira because the dollar is high. If the person is asking for 10,000 Naira, you're saying you want to pay the person 2,000 Naira. Like, who are you? That's insulting. Do you understand? Look, knowledge is power. Knowledge is one of those things that it's not cheap to come by. And so when somebody has their knowledge and they're trying to give it to you, do not price it down. That's very insulting to that person. You know, it's like when you're going to school too, school is not cheap. University is not cheap. That's because knowledge is power. I think I've digressed a little. Let's come back. So what I'm trying to say is, so this person then, you know, gets upset and literally stops talking to me because I'm like, actually, I didn't even tell the person. No, I genuinely even still went and asked, you know, this tutor and said, you know, can you teach this person? And the person said, actually, nah, not really. And I was like, okay. You know, and I went back and gave her feedback, like, okay, she said she can't do it, but don't worry, I will do it. And that was when she just stopped talking to me. Like, the level of entitlement. Anyway, what I was trying to hit there is the fact that no matter what I'm doing, I bring people around me along. I let them know. I don't hide it. This same person, yeah, what I was trying to get to is this person who stopped talking to me, she's the type of person who would hide it. Like, you would never know what she, like, I don't know what she's up to. You know, she will ask you all the questions. She wants to know everything, but she will hide it because she's afraid of you being competition. She does not want you to be at her level or better. You know, it's just a mindset thing. And so she thinks that I'm like that, but I'm not like that. Sorry, I'm not like you, you know. And so people are like this. And now that's just one example of someone. And there's, you know, other people too that I've come across who, because trust me, this thing is so common in our society. It's like 95% of people, only like a small minute number of people don't have that within them. It's a lot of people feel the need to be better than others around them. Like, if you want to measure your success, you better be looking at your own life's graph. You cannot put other people on your graph. Sorry, I think a lot with graphs. I'm an economist by profession. I think a lot with graphs, right? Like, you can't take other factors and other people and put them on your, you will just complicate your graph. You need to have your one line, your straight line, your own graph, and draw it and see where your life is rising or where your life is dipping, and kind of measure your own success based on you alone. You can't be looking at the next person. Look, if you're in a race and your eyes are not focused forward, like your eyes are not looking forward, you're looking left and right, you will never win that race because you're not actually focusing. Like, there's another one. I'm going to give you examples. I'm going to give you guys examples. There's another one where someone, these are like personal examples. Someone said to me when I wasn't working during the pandemic, the person said, I'm very lucky to have a job. There are people like you who don't have a job. Trust me, that statement sounds very plain, but there was so much more to that statement. Like, why is your feeling of luck about me? What makes you think I don't feel lucky? Do you understand? What makes you think I did not choose where I wanted to be? Because I did. I had a baby. I chose motherhood over my career. I chose my family. I chose to sacrifice my career for my family. What makes you think I am not okay? Do you understand? And she, but that statement was so strong and powerful. And I thought, this girl did not say, I'm lucky to have a job because, you know, I remember when I was still searching for a job. She did not say, I'm lucky to have this job because I remember when I was still working, you know, working odd jobs. She actually compared herself to me instead. And that just boggles my mind because I have never ever done that to anyone. I've never compared myself to other people. I do know people that are not doing as well. People that, you know, I probably even worked with at some point in my life who didn't quite rise up to any, you know, they're still kind of struggling in their own sphere. However, even though they're struggling, doesn't mean they're not better than where they were before. But I've never gone to them to say, oh, I'm so lucky to be here. Look at you, you're still there. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, how do people even think? And you know, when you're just, because I feel like I'm an odd person in society. I really am. I'm very empathetic. I'm an empath. And so I'm very different from so many people in a way that it now makes me wonder if I'm the person who is not normal. I like really do wonder if maybe I'm not normal, guys. Maybe I'm just not normal because because some people talk about competition and healthy competition. And even though I know what healthy competition can mean, I still find that people who talk about healthy competition are actually not competing healthily. What healthy competition means is when you and somebody are really competing, and you guys both probably know you're competing to just do better. You're probably at the same, maybe you guys have the same, you know, type of job, and both of you are just trying to achieve something. Both of you are kind of pushing yourselves. That right there is what they call healthy competition. Healthy competition is not a secret. Healthy competition is not me in my head thinking, am I better than this person? Okay, I need to work harder. No, that's not healthy. That is not healthy. That's witchcraft. That is witchcraft, because you're praying for somebody else's failure for yourself to rise. Like, come on, guys. We need to do better. We need to. Anyway, so, right, this person, I just found that, because the many comments this person has made, oh, I remember when I had a job, like when you didn't have a job, when I was looking for a job and you had a job and I was so jealous. She said it, you know, like comments like that make me read more into your mind. Like, I'm just like, where is your mind at? Where is your mind at? We don't have the same struggles. We don't have the same life. The things I face, my crosses are not your crosses. You probably have your own crosses. I have mine. Why are you comparing them? Do you understand? Do you want to take my crosses too? Like, if you feel that my success is a threat to you, I hope you're also hoping to have the crosses that I have. Do you get? So we need to start measuring success by our own, by our own selves. Like, we need to look at ourselves before and after, and not look at me before, her after, me after. Like, can you already see how that has already gotten complicated? It just makes things worse, and you will never grow that way, because you're not doing the right type of, you're supposed, like for me right now, I promise you, I'm at that place in life where my zeal is strong. This podcast I'm doing, like, I'm even surprised I'm still doing it. But it's because I love it. You know, I did not come to start, like, let me tell you guys how I started my podcast. Because I know on YouTube and things, I talk about how I started YouTube. But I don't actually talk about how I started podcasting. So when I gave birth, right, and guys, it looks like I've digressed, but just, you know, enjoy this story. When I gave birth, I was, at this point where obviously I had postpartum depression, really, really bad. It lasted a long time. And, you know, so I was just in a weird phase. Like, when you give birth, your life just looks weird. Well, maybe not everybody, but mine did. And I was just one day sitting at my desk, because I was working, and I had gone back to work when my baby was just 2 months old. And I was working, and my mom was around, right? She was helping me out. So I was at work and I got a notification of a podcast, and it was just something interesting. So I played it and listened to it. I think I even played it by accident, because podcasts were never my thing. I never listened to podcasts ever in my life before. So I just played it by accident, and, you know, I had the app on my phone already, and it just played. And then when it played, I listened. And then I just thought, why not search for something in motherhood and listen? And I searched and I found a couple of podcasts. And you know, that's how I just got hooked, like a fish. I just got hooked. And I just started listening to podcasts morning, afternoon, evening, day and night. I literally listened to podcasts a lot. And I was just enjoying it, because it was such an outlet for me. It was like my way out of this world. From my podcast, I went to UK. From my podcast, I went to Ireland. From my podcast, I went to different countries where all these people were podcasting from. And I just enjoyed it. And I enjoyed knowing that other people were going through motherhood phases, like new mothers were going through things like me, because I was listening to a lot of motherhood podcasts. You know, there's one called the Motherkind podcast. If you don't know, it is really good. I really loved it. So I was always listening to them. And then I resigned from my job because I wanted to focus on my family. I had to also leave to be with my husband at the time, to, you know, kind of merge the family. So I'd made the sacrifice, right? And I left and came, you know, moved states. And then I didn't work for, obviously, I moved in like August. I think I started this podcast by September or something. I only did like maybe a couple of weeks of just not doing anything and just listening to podcasts and stuff. And then one day I just said to myself, you have so much to talk about too. You like to talk. You like to actually air out your opinion. Why don't you start a podcast? And I just said, you know what? I'm going to do that because right now, the only thing I'm doing is motherhood, right? So I'm going to talk about motherhood. And that's how I started my podcast. It had nothing to do with anybody else in the world. It had nothing to do with anybody else around me. There was no competition. I was not thinking, oh, this person started a podcast. Let me start one too. No, it was about myself. It was about myself. And I have measured my growth by myself. The times I've paused from my podcast because I had life's issues going on, I did not care if any other person was doing something and I wasn't. I just stopped because of my own personal life. It was not because somebody else did something and I couldn't do it, so I'm going to stop podcasting for a while. No, it's just about you. And when you start things like a podcast, a YouTube channel, you know, it looks like I'm now going in different, but you guys get me. When you start things like a podcast, a YouTube channel, or any other social media, you know, thing you want to do, you kind of have to bear in mind that the first thing you have to have for the thing you're doing is passion. You can't just go into it because your friend is doing it or go into it because you want to make money. Like, that doesn't even make sense. You have to go into things because you genuinely care for them. And that way, that's actually what can make you keep going. That's why I'm still podcasting 2.5 years later. It's because it was my personal decision. It had nothing to do with anybody else. And that's just kind of, you know, where I am. Like, My decision to resign from my job had nothing to do with anybody else. By the way, guys, I'm not working again. And again, that had nothing to do with anybody else. The pay I receive, everything, the type of job I want, it has nothing to do with anybody. My plan in my life has nothing to do with it. Actually, you know what? The only person that influences me is my child. That's the only person that actually makes me want to do certain things, makes me want to work harder, makes me want to, you know, put my all into things. It's my child, because I know that I have a human being to raise. I know that I have to give my child the best life I can give him, at least to my ability, you know? I want my child to be better than me. I don't know which parent doesn't. I don't know which parent doesn't. So that's the only drive. I'm not doing things because the next person... Actually... You know, I don't know, man, but this is just my message today. We have to change our society. We have to not normalize unhealthy competition. We actually have to make that conscious effort. If you feel you're that person who compares yourself to others, like, and these things happen usually with close friends, with family members and cousins and all of that. It happens the most with them because they're comparing yourself. You're in the same age group. They want to see if they're doing better than you and all of these things. Remove yourself from that. Let me tell you, if you're on the receiving end like me, the best way to remove yourself is to actually stop interacting too much. Stop telling things about where you are in life, because clearly they're not using it in a constructive way or in a helpful way for you. They're using your information to destroy you in their minds, because they're thinking, because it's evil thoughts, and evil thoughts will affect you. They're thinking, oh my gosh, this person is doing better. So just stop telling them. If you actually sense it, trust me, trust your intuition. If you sense that somebody is in competition with you and it's not healthy, or even you are in competition with someone, then you need to, one, stop asking that person about where they are in life and stop finding out about where they are in life. Focus on your life. And two, stop telling too. Don't tell the person anything about you, and don't tell them where you are in your own life, because that way you're able to focus. You know, it's like you're able to create a wall so that nothing is distracting you, because it's a distraction. And trust me when I tell you, it will slow your growth down. If you want to be here in the next 2 years, because that's how I think. I don't think I want to be this by this age. I want to be that by that. I don't put age to anything. I just think, okay, you know, I write it down. I say, God, I want to do this in this time frame. Although the time frame too can be a little pressurizing, but I believe if you have a plan and if you have a target, you cannot have a target without a time frame. It makes your target pointless. Like, what's the point of saying, Lord, I want to buy a new car? and then I don't put a time frame. I'll buy the car when I'm 80 something. Do you understand? You need to put a time frame to it. So, you know, but just don't say I want to do this by this age, because that will make you feel down. And then also, you know, focus on you. Focus on, I want to achieve this in X amount of time. I want to achieve that in X amount of time. Stop telling people your goals. Stop it. Look, this advice is even to me as well, because I think that's the reason I'm a victim of this thing. I tell too many people about my goals, and I need to just stop. I'll talk to only God and, you know, just pray about it. Like, don't tell people your goals and don't ask about their goals. Yes, mind your own business. And that way, you will focus and you will grow faster. That way, your mind will not be racing and thinking of other people. When, let me tell you, even if it's 5 seconds you spend thinking of another person's success rather than your own, you have wasted 5 seconds of your life that could have been spent doing 2 times 2 for your own life. Yes, 2 times 2 is 4. You could have calculated something minute very quickly that would have helped your own life. So trust me, every second you waste thinking about another person's success compared to yours is pulling your own life back one way or another. Guys, I think I've gone on much longer than I thought I would for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. You can find my podcasts on Google, Apple, Spotify, Radio US, Castbox, and anywhere you can find your podcasts. Guys, I'm actually really smiling this morning. I just love it. I just love it. Probably means I'm going to have a good week, right? Thank you guys so much for listening. See you guys in my next episode. Mwah! Bye.